Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beginning of the season, which team was more likely to be 8-2 and which was more likely to be 2-8?
I honestly thought that there was a good chance the roles would be reversed. But if history is any indication, there's no surprise that either of these teams are where they're at.
Daryl, your thoughts on tonight's game? I mean, this could be in a weird way. Jeff and I both think the Browns could win this game tonight. You tell me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is when you look at the head-to-head matchup and you're looking at the numbers and from a statistical standpoint, this is a game the Browns should not win, right? But when you just look, I guess, toward the football gods and the way things are going, right? The Steelers, even though they won 5 in a row, they've yet to win a road Thursday night football game against the divisional opponent. They're 0-7 all-time, 0-5 under Mike Tomlin. The Browns have not lost on Thursday night football since 2016. They've won their last six appearances. The home team in this particular series, Browns v. Steelers, has won each of the last five meetings between the teams. Now, notice, I'm going to ancillary stuff like this and not talking about specific players beating other players and numbers and matchups. I am going to the stuff that really has no impact on tonight's game as to make the case why the Browns might actually win this game tonight.
We just had Jim Rooney on, and Jim's father, Dan, of course, ran the Steelers forever. Before that, Art Rooney ran the Steelers forever. And I asked Jim about the continuity that the Steelers have had forever in their coaches, in their front office. And why was it tough for them to embrace or whatever? And he said something, Daryl, that I thought was really interesting. He said, our family always thought it was good business to have continuity in those roles. What do you think of that?
I mean, it's great to have continuity if you have the right people. Yeah. I mean,
I get that. Sometimes, do you need continuity to make sure you have the right people?
Continuity for the sake of continuity doesn't always work out. I give you Hugh Jackson, right? I mean, the Haslams tried it, and you know that's the whole reason they didn't want to fire Hugh when everything was going down the tube, both on the fields as well as behind the scenes, because they were very well in tune to the reputation that they had been developing as owners, and that they just had no patience, that they just would fire people and blow the building up willy-nilly. And continuity is great if you got the right people. This is year five of Stefanski-Barry. This is a team that was supposed to contend for not only the playoffs, but potentially for the Super Bowl this year. They're 2-8. The roster construction is a disaster. The on-the-field product is a disaster. It's easy to say, you stay the course here. But what do you stay in the course to maintain now, too? Again, continuity is great when you have the right people. Mike Tomlin's the right person. Like, they have no reason to fire him down there. I laugh at Steeler fan that wants to run that man out of town. I would take him here in Cleveland in the blink of an eye. He's been there since 2007. They're about to make the playoffs for the 12th time. They have not finished below 500 in any of those seasons. They would be naming schools, streets, and building statues for Mike Tomlin in Cleveland if that happened here for the Browns. And the Steeler fans want to run him out because he hasn't won enough Super Bowls. So, you know what I mean? Like, Now, granted, I feel like the Steelers are destined to make the playoffs again and lose on Wild Card Weekend. They've not built a Super Bowl champion. They built teams that have been middle of the road, and Tomlin's been able to win. They win ugly. They won a game last week without scoring a touchdown. They kicked field goals, won 18-16, right? It's going to be a low-scoring, ugly-style football game tonight, and that probably means the Steelers are going to win because that's the way the Steelers play, and that's how they win. So we know the Browns can't score points either. So, continuity is great, but you got to have the right people to maintain that continuity too.
All right, it seems weird. You got a Thursday nighter, then you got a Monday nighter. And if things go...
Yeah, I feel like we should apologize to the nation in advance. We are really sorry you have to watch this football team tonight and watch it a week from Monday. Apologies in advance.
Hey, what happens if things go really sideways tonight? Could we be seeing some changes during the break or no?
Nah, no. To Jeff's question, they're going to maintain continuity in the season. I don't foresee them making any changes. I don't think that ownership has the appetite to fire Kevin Stefanski right now. Hmm. Whether that remains the same come, January, we'll see. But I'll be honest with you. I think that the greater conversation has to be had about the personnel department than the head coach. That's just me.
You think so?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, sin number one was the Deshaun Watson trade and contract. Sin number two, your first and second round picks aren't getting second year contracts. JOK is the only one. Sin number three is the salary cap situation. Now, granted, you can massage the numbers and whatever, but you're going to have to make sacrifices to be able to do that. And that they, Barry took over in a perfect situation, a team that was ready to contend. All he had to do was fill in a few pieces, and he's not done a good job of it. Point blank. Again, this was the contention window. This was the fruits of 1-31. You got two playoff seasons and three losing seasons under Barry and Stefanski, and it's 7 years removed from that, and you have one playoff win to show for this whole thing. So, yeah, I think the personnel department needs a serious examination come January.
Daryl, do the last seven games play a major factor, a little factor, in the futures of Andrew Barry, Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, I don't know if you can just say it comes down to what happens over the final seven games, because the season's already shot, and that's the issue here, right? That before Halloween, your season was over, and you were, again, supposed to be a contender this year, and you didn't even get to Halloween, and your season was over. That is a major failure. That is one of the greatest failures of this franchise since returning in 99. And there have been many, but this is right up there with how this has gone. Major, epic failure. And quite frankly, somebody should be held accountable for that.
Daryl, what are you looking forward to in this game? I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, well, obviously Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, big, talking points this week. A little back and forth here over some of the saltiness from, Myles winning Defensive Player of the Year. By the way, Pittsburgh, biggest crybabies on the planet. They got a good football team. You got a future Hall of Fame player, and they're still crying about the dumbest stuff imaginable down there. Intelligence must not be their thing in Western Pennsylvania. But
ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Ryder. For the rivalry.
This isn't a rivalry, though. Jeff, this isn't a rivalry. This is the Steelers, beating down a downtrodden franchise with both hands tied behind their backs, and they're the ones that tied their own hands behind their backs. Like, this isn't a rivalry. When they play meaningful football games and the Browns win some of those meaningful football games, then we can start saying this is a rivalry again. And it looked like a couple of years ago, it was turning back into a rivalry when the Browns beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Granted, there was nobody in the stands because of COVID, but like that was a meaningful game. It was a playoff game. Browns won, boat raced them, ran them out of their own building to advance. But it's not a rivalry. Ravens Steelers, that's a rivalry.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They're always, every single game those teams play matter. This game right now doesn't matter. Brown season is over. And even if the Steelers lose tonight, guess what? They're still 8-3, and they're still on the way to the playoffs. So until the Browns get themselves off the mat and are a consistent, competitive team year in and year out, and they play meaningful games against the Steelers and start winning those games, that for me is the only way this rivalry really is going to be rekindled. It might be a rivalry for Browns fans because they're jealous of everything that the Steelers have and everything that the Steelers are because that's what they want the Cleveland Browns to be. But you could not have two polar opposite franchises right now.
Who has a bigger night? Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston.
I'm going to say, well, I mean, it's windy. I mean, looking out my window right now, I got some snow flurries. It's not a great night for throwing the ball, which means one of these knuckleheads are going to try and throw for, 45 times tonight, right? You know it's going to happen, right? Don't do it. You shouldn't throw tonight, but somebody's going to try. And I say that a little tongue-in-cheek, if you couldn't pick up on that. For me, it comes down to the run game for both of these teams. And in the trenches, offensive line v. defensive line. And right now, when I look at that situation, I think Pittsburgh has advantage on both sides of the ball. Pittsburgh's offensive line v. Brown's D-line, really the only one that you're specifically game-planning around to stop is Myles Garrett, right? And if you can stop him, you pretty much neutralize that front. Occasionally, Dalvin Tomlinson will squeak back there, or Shelby will squeak back there, or Obo will squeak back there. But, like, Myles is the guy, you got to take him out, right? When you look at the Steeler front, you know, obviously T.J. Watt, right? Cam Hayward is having that guy. I need whatever he's on, whatever diet he is on. I need to have that guy is the ageless wonder. It's incredible what he's doing at this point in his career. But I feel like the Steeler front has the advantage over the Browns offensive line, which has struggled as well this year. Right, just continuity, health, all those things. So. The game's going to be won in the trenches, and again, when I look at that, look at those matchups, Pittsburgh does, at least on paper, have those advantages, but obviously you got to go out and play the game, and both of these teams are playing on short weeks.
Happy game coverage night to you, sir.
You too, Jeffrey. Aren't you on the post game?
Indeed. Indeed.
Yes, so.
Yeah. And I know we didn't formally say it on the air. Happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Big birthday this week.
Yeah. Yes. Baskin and I will be doing a post-game It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Folks, if they're having a few at about midnight or 1 a.m. or whatever, we'll have some sort of a post-game wrap-up.
What I'm saying is
autopsy.
If you go to sleep after the game, just wake up and listen to the podcast. That's all.
Be done
by 10 o'clock. That's all.
Thank you, D.
Thanks, Daryl.
Let's hope the game isn't done by 10. Well, I mean, time-wise, let's hope it's done by 10.
But no, 10 a.m. I want people to listen to the podcast tomorrow morning on their way into work.
Because, there is a chance this game may be over by 10 p.m., right? Okay?
At least on the scoreboard. This isn't high school. They don't have a running time.
Thank you, Daryl.
Take care, guys. Enjoy the game.
Later.
Daryl, brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What's the weather going to be like tonight?
Ooh.
We might have an expert who can tell us momentarily.
Yes,
and quick
will.
Predicts coming up. Coming up, last segment, who wins tonight and why? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. And I would be Jeff Phelps.
Mm-hmm.
I look outside the window here, which, you know, is a way you can do weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I see nothing. I see no rain. I see no snow.
Mm.
My phone goes off half hour ago and it says 3 to 5 inches of snow on its way.
Where, though?
Daryl says there's barely snowing at his house, and I know he lives in the city limits. Well, I was perplexed. We know people.
We do.
We can call and get the accurate assessment of what might go on weather-wise.
That is true.
And we've done just that. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, your friend and mine, meteorologist extraordinaire, Mark Johnson from WEWS Television. Hello, Mark.
Mark!
Hello there. Are you all ready? Are you ready for this frigid ice bowl of a game tonight?
That's why we're calling.
Yeah, Mark, scare us. Please do it. Do the weather guy scare thing. Go.
Oh, can we have some dramatic music?
Yeah, if Menigan was here, I would probably say we got the kid on the
phone. Hody's here today. He's holding down the fort. That's close enough.
That means no.
That sounds like a sick dog.
Yes.
Okay,
so what are we looking at tonight, my friend?
Well, starting at 3 p.m. this afternoon through midnight tonight, we have a brand new winter weather advisory that was just issued. Now, if you look at your radar app, hopefully the News 5 app that has a little radar on it, out over the lake right now, there is a gathering storm. There is a gathering area of, right now it's rain, but by the time it reaches us, it's going to begin to mix with and change over to snow just in time for the morning rush. And that area that's gathering out over the lake, that big old blob of green on the radar, is going to slide on shore. It's going to sit there for several hours as folks are traveling home from work, as they're getting ready to tailgate, as they're traveling to the Browns game this evening. It's going to be raining, sleeting, and snowing on them. Potentially, there could be a slushy inch or two of snow during the Browns game, especially the first half. Now, I think we're close to the lake, so those temperatures are going to be a little warmer than 5 or 10 miles inland. I still think there will be rain mixing with snow and wind gusts above 20 miles per hour coming in. So you're going to have temps in the 30s. You're going to have rain and snow with some accumulations possible. And you're going to have wind chills in the 20s tonight. How's that for football?
That's not what I wanted to hear.
No? Well, you know what? Weather is the great equalizer. You know that.
So, oh, good.
So that helps?
All right, so wait.
If we're an underdog, this is an equalizer. There are going to be drop passes. There are going to be fumbles, potentially on both sides.
Ooh.
That could change the game.
All right, so if you lose the coin flip, you get to pick your side. Do you want to be where? Which way do you want to be kicking in the fourth quarter?
Well,
east or west?
The winds are coming in out of the north and northwest. So that little open side over there, you don't want to be kicking that way. So I want to be kicking toward the south and east side of the field.
So into the dog pound.
Make sure by
you
the end of the ball game, the Browns are facing that way.
Okay, so the Browns want to be kicking into the dog pound in the fourth quarter.
Into the dog pound in the fourth quarter. That is the strategy. And hold on to the ball. Can we run the ball today? That's going to be the good question, because we're going to need to.
So, Mark, if people are heading down to the game, say 5:30, 6 o'clock, what are they looking at?
Well, you're looking at potential rain-snow mix. Travel getting there, roads wet, could be some pretty good snow coming down, depending on how far south you're coming in from. And remember, you're going to dress warmly. You're going to wear that coat. But how are you going to prepare for if there's rain and you're getting wet and it's starting to drip down your back into your T-shirt and your brown sweatshirt? How are you going to handle that? Do you have some sort of rain gear or something to keep you dry? Think about that.
I'm wearing a garbage bag right now in the studio just in case something happens.
There you go. You get your bread bags like we used to do as kids and put them in our
boots. Oh, did you ever do that, Jeff? We used to do that all the time.
No.
Get your foot in the boot. Tell them, Mark. Tell them.
Yeah, it slides in.
Yeah.
It slides right in.
But you never did it?
Kid, they were lifesavers.
No, not very often.
Really, you had more snow than we did.
I don't know.
It never snowed in Cleveland Heights.
Mark, that was fabulous information, and we couldn't thank you more.
Anytime, guys. I'm here for you. Good luck. Go Browns.
All right.
Thank you.
Mark Johnson joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So it appears if you're heading to the game, just be ready. And remember, take your foot off the accelerator a little bit. You never quite know what those roads are like. Right, Andy? A public service announcement courtesy of Baskin and Phelps.
And the Ohio Department of Transportation.
Let me go back to something Darryl said.
So there's
said.
A little, I'm checking out this weather, you know, he's talking about. There's like this big green blob over the lake is what he's talking about. And it gets a little more severe, but that's in Canada and it's kind of north of Lorraine. That looks like it's going to head in towards Ashtabula Manor. So, okay.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like, so what if I enjoy weather? Like, I want to know what to wear later.
I'm just looking at you.
You give me the look.
No, I'm not
whenever
giving you the
I
look.
Talk
I'm just
about
looking
weather,
at you.
Come on, man. Just want to know what to wear.
Well, you're going to be indoors.
This is true. Post game's outside, though. At least your post game's inside. I'm outside. If
my post game is inside, so we'll see. Just be careful coming down to the game and have fun. I want to go to something that Darryl said off of something I asked him about what Jim Rooney said.
Mm-hmm.
And the son of Dan Rooney, longtime owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have continuity and consistency. I mean, they are the pro sports franchise that is the poster child for continuity and consistency.
He said something that I thought was super interesting.
Jim or Darryl?
Jim.
Okay. Darryl said, and I asked him about it, you know, and that Jim said that they think, the Steelers, that continuity is good for business. Darryl brought up, yeah, but you have to have the right guys for continuity and consistency. Though I agree with that, what came first? The right guys or the continuity and consistency to figure out if they're the right guys? You know what I mean?
Don't you think it's the right guys?
I don't know.
I mean, there is no consistency if you don't have the right guys.
Well, but sometimes it might take longer than you think to find that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Well, it took them years to figure it out.
Although
less years than it's taken the Browns since they've come back.
I go back to an old reference on this. The Dallas Cowboys were an expansion team back in the day, and that was a long time ago. But they weren't very good. But they didn't fire Tom Landry, and they kept with Tom Landry.
Because he wore the hat, man.
I don't know if he wore it right away. But they kept Tom Landry around, and it turned out that he was the right guy, you know? And it was year number 4 for the Steelers under Chuck Knoll from Benedictine and from here in Northeast Ohio when they finally clicked. You know, first year it was 1-13, then 5-9, then 6-8. That's slow, steady progress. In this day and age, that wouldn't be enough progress for many owners, you know. But it was a different time then. I get that. But then they started to win and win, you know, like absolute crazy. And even with a few down years with Chuck Knoll, they stuck with him and probably stuck with him more than maybe they should have, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after 1983, he was there for, what, 6 more years and didn't win. No, he was there for 8 more years and never won more than 9 games. You know, so they were loyal to a fault. And then Cowher comes in and wins immediately. You know, and so that was interesting. And then Tomlin comes in and wins immediately. But they also stuck with Cowher through a couple of 6-10 seasons. And they stuck with Mike Tomlin through 3 8-8 seasons, you know, 2 of them back to back. In this day and age, if you go from, and this is what the Steelers did, and it was a couple of years with Tomlin. They went 12-4, 12-4, a couple of years in, and then went 8-8 2 years in a row. At that point, wouldn't you think most NFL owners, and I don't mean the Browns here, I mean most NFL owners, after 2 8-8 seasons, it's like, oh, well, he's lost it and we don't have it anymore. And you'd fire the coach and move on and find another one.
True.
But the Steelers stuck with him, and that was, you know, it was 2013. It's been another 11 years since. And I just think if you think you have the right people, I think you let blips go and you think of them as blips on the radar screen until they become blobs on the radar screen and don't go away.
Mm.
And that's why I think if the Browns show some life here down the stretch, I don't know that you make moves. You know, I do think, though, and you think, if the Browns just the rest of the way, there will be changes.
I don't know how there can't be. Okay, just point of reference.
Yeah.
Tom Landry wore the hat for 29 seasons.
Yeah.
His fedora.
But he was, how long was he the head coach? And then you wore a baseball cap way before that because the team started in 1960, right?
He wore it because he was cold. And his wife explained this back in 2016.
Well, he didn't have any hair on his head, I can tell you.
That's probably
true. When you don't have hair on the top of your head gets cold.
But just for point of reference, because we always want you to be smarter on the show, as I was doing research on it, I did find that it said, it is rude and impolite to leave your cowboy hat on when you enter an establishment. Except for where?
Except for Phillips.
Except for where, Jeff?
Texas.
Close. A cowboy bar or a rodeo event. Those are two acceptable places.
Really?
Just so you know. Don't forget, quick predicts, 216-474-0092.
It's coming up next on Baskin and Phillips.